This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. There's a lot of talk coming out of Washington these days, especially about what will change under the new presidential administration. Daily headlines can give us hints about which programs the Trump White House hopes to slash or alter, immigration and health care chief among them.
But many smaller programs also face imminent change, though they may not see as much attention in the media.
One of those programs is AmeriCorps, the public service work program for young people. Recent reports say the administration has considered cutting funds for AmeriCorps. That would impact the reach of some service organizations right here in Milwaukee.
One such group, College Possible, a nonprofit that pairs academic coaches with low-income students hoping to get to and through college. The organization relies on AmeriCorps for much of its funding.
Lake Effect's Rachel Morello sat down with College Possible's program director, Kelly Scher, and AmeriCorps member and coach, Ben Rangel, to chat about the work the group is doing now and how it could be impacted by a cut in federal funding.
A nonprofit like us applies to the federal government to be able to have AmeriCorps members come and serve for a specific term of service. Lots and lots of different things are able to get done through all of this energetic and wonderful work from AmeriCorps members who really want to give back. So the AmeriCorps member side of it is that they're looking for opportunities to be part of a community and giving back to communities and really working hard for some of the injustices and things that they would like to change in our country. And so can look at kind of a list of different opportunities of all those nonprofits and community-based organizations that are really working toward those things that they are most interested in.
So people who come to College Possible, core members that come to College Possible, what work are they doing in general?
In College Possible, we are working really to eliminate the degree divide. Low-income students right now in our country are only graduating at about an 11% from college with a bachelor's degree in 6 years. And so for us, that is absolutely an injustice. Because people come from a background that is low income doesn't mean that they shouldn't have the same opportunities as every other citizen in the United States. And so we are really working toward helping prepare students starting in high school, their junior and senior year. And then once they're in college, we're continuing to assist them navigate all the different challenges and loopholes and roadblocks that may come up when they're in college and may not know because they don't have other people in their life who have gone through it themselves. They can be there to really help kind of show which pathways are options and, you know, help guide them through that process of college till they get to that college graduation.
So, Ben, you are one of these coaches.
Yes.
You are a core member. Talk to me first about how you got involved with AmeriCorps, why you picked or how you got involved with College Possible, and then sort of some of the work that you're doing, because I know you said you're at Pulaski.
Yeah, certainly. So the reason I got involved was because the mission of College Possible resonated with me. So I was a low-income, first-generation college student myself. I remember meeting College Possible at a career fair when I was at UW-Madison as an undergrad. I was like, wow, I would have really benefited from having somebody help me through that process. So yeah, I was like, this seems like a great program. So I had no idea what AmeriCorps was. So this is what's interesting is I think that some people, either through a parent or somebody in their life, they learn early on what AmeriCorps means and what that is. So they look for terms of service within AmeriCorps. Other people like myself, they find a specific organization like College Possible, City Year, things like that, and they don't really know what AmeriCorps means. This is another thing I love about AmeriCorps in general is if you're a college graduate or you're about to be a college graduate, right, you spent 4 to 5 years learning all you can learn and doing as well as you can. And hopefully you took advantage of the career services. But a lot of my peers were like, what do we do now? And I think AmeriCorps and College Possible for me is a wonderful opportunity to just have that first job, that first experience outside of or after college graduation, and also have the opportunity to give back to your community. I don't know. It's one of the best decisions I've ever made, and I recommend it to everyone I talk to because it provides you with so much skill and networking capabilities. It's just a wonderful opportunity. Yeah.
You mentioned Teach for America. City Year was another one you mentioned. College Possible. I mean, these are big names in Milwaukee. A lot of people have interacted with people like you. You're here, obviously, because we're talking about funding and the possibility of some funding being lost on a federal level for AmeriCorps. Mm-hmm. How do you see your role in Milwaukee? And if you are to lose some funding, would that role completely disappear? Would it have to shrink? I mean, what are we talking about in terms of loss if this funding goes away?
Well, I can definitely speak to College Possible because it's something that we're absolutely thinking about and we have thought about for many years, actually, because this is really crucial for how our program works as it is. Because of that, we really wanted to make sure that if ever AmeriCorps funding would go away, that would not stop what we do. I can't speak for other agencies. And, you know, is it possible that it would really create some major gaps for agencies? Absolutely. So there are some organizations that rely on AmeriCorps in order to be able to fulfill their mission in a way that there's not really ability for contingency plans. So I'm just not sure what that would do for others. But at least for us, we know no matter what, we're going to continue serving our students. And we do have those plans in place.
Talk to me about what AmeriCorps funding pays for. Does it pay for somebody like Ben to do his full term of service?
So through part of the federal grant, there's a couple of things that we as the agency receive. And some of that is the funding that goes toward their living stipend. So every AmeriCorps member receives about $12,000 for the year for their annual living stipend. And it pays a portion of that, not completely, but a portion. The other thing that that allows is for all of the AmeriCorps members to receive directly from the federal government an education award when they've completed their term of service successfully. So every AmeriCorps member receives about $5,000, a little over that, that goes back to pay off loans that they may currently have, or it can pay forward into their grad school experiences or other continuing education opportunities that they seek out and find. That can be a huge benefit, and that's the only thing it can go for. So it really is also speaking a lot about education and how important it is for everyone to continue developing themselves and how important that higher education was and is for our country.
It's interesting how many different cycles this seems to be funding. It's funding people like you, Ben, coming out of college, going back into schools and helping people, and then yourself maybe going back into school or like Kelly saying, paying off loans. Maybe some of the kids that you work with through College Possible will become coaches later on. So I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second. Obviously, there's a trade-off, right? You're going to do this. You get that stipend. You get that education award. Those are great benefits of the program. But the opportunity cost there is a full-time job of some other sort, right, where it's not term limited. Maybe you have more opportunities to earn a different salary. So maybe people who are considering eliminating funding, that's something that's on their mind. We want kids to go right into the workforce. We want to broaden the economy in that way. Why is that not something that people should have on their mind? Like, why is this experience something that is so valuable to have?
Well, I guess one of the things that we know is that when our core members come in and it's their first professional workspace, there's a lot of skills that they're gaining when they work with us that if they were jumping into kind of a corporate world, there probably wouldn't be as much kind of training through it and supervision. We have very intense supervision in a great way. And so we're always talking about developing people at College Possible. It's all about developing who each individual is so that they're really gaining some of those skills and those professional opportunities. We find that the people who are core members with us, who are with us for that year, that 2 years, when they go, they are highly sought after, particularly if they're going into some sort of education realm that has aligned with us. So if they're going into higher ed, maybe it's a college that we've worked closely with for our students, they are already known by name by somebody who may be potentially hiring them. And so there is a great synergy with what their next step can be. That's great for us and that's great for them. That really works out wonderfully. In some ways, it may feel like 1 year or 2 years of work lost, and yet those 1 or 2 years can propel them into kind of where they would have been 5 years if they really started at the very first point, walking in after a college graduation.
Ben, if AmeriCorps hadn't been an option for you, do you think you would still have tried to work with College Possible or an organization like it in some way? Or was that really a big catalyst for getting you to do the work that you do now?
I think that where College Possible is as an organization, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is highly dependent on AmeriCorps existing. The progress that we've had, the amount of cities that we're in, the amount of schools, I mean, that is because we have AmeriCorps in my mind. And I have friends all over the city of Milwaukee who are in similar AmeriCorps positions or not even similar, working in the healthcare field. And I know that a lot of their programming depends on AmeriCorps. So whether or not I would have done College Possible, I don't know if College Possible would have been an option for me without AmeriCorps.
If this funding cut is to happen at the federal level, what message do you guys think that that sends or would send?
I do think that it definitely says something about what people think about volunteering. Knowing how much that impacted my life, I immediately saw how amazing this was to be able to accomplish a mission and have that transformational experience for people who are looking for ways to contribute to the community. Especially when you're just coming out of college and you're like, well, I can't write checks to things, but I can contribute me. And by saying that it's not something that we believe enough in to fund is really challenging to kind of continue having everyone have that sense of we are a community together. No matter if your community is the country or globally, what does that really help people understand who their neighbor is?
Kelly Scher is Program Director for College Possible, and Ben Rangel is an AmeriCorps member serving as a coach through the organization. They spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello. You can read more about AmeriCorps on our website, wuwm.com.